Hello and welcome to the very first ever episode of The Daily Show. This is like our sixth time trying this because we've got caught up in the effects of audacity. But today is the first episode, just like the start of Declassified. We're going to start with the paranormal. And the reason why we're starting with the paranormal is because if you're not familiar with mine or David's YouTube, we do the ghost hunting series, which recently started this week, 2 days ago, and we did an investigation today. It was a really long one. It was around an hour and a half, and it got me thinking that I wanted to talk about the paranormal and the both sides, because it seems to be that whenever it comes to the paranormal, it's either one side or the other. It's never really in the middle. You know, it's either the people that believe in it are diehard fans, so to say. You know, they stick to it religiously, or you got the people that are complete and utter skeptics. They're like, no, don't believe in it, nothing. Whereas I'm kind of in the middle with it, you know. But we have, like I said, I'm in the middle. Like, you know, a year and a half ago, if you had said to me about the paranormal, but yeah, I'd watched the movies and, you know, stuff like that there, but it never really crossed my mind. And then it all really started for me was the first time that we did an investigation in the house. And that was the first time that we caught the, was it the me voice that we caught? We caught the me voice, which was, what was the me voice, not the second day? Okay, the me voice was the first day, as along with the wooden steps, and it freaked me out. Like, I mean, whenever I heard it the first time, I dropped the headphones and walked out. I was not having any of it, and went down and made some soup. I was already making soup. I didn't go down and make soup because I got scared. Just pointing at it, but you don't see too many people that's in the middle about it, whereas people either believe or they don't. Whereas I'm kind of like stuck in it, because before we started the show, I asked David, do you believe with that the paranormal is tied to religion? And you said, what did you say? What was your answer?
Oh, you said, what do you mean, is it tied?
You know, like, I can't even remember. What was the thing I asked you? Is paranormal tied in with religion?
But what do you mean by that?
Like, what was the answer you gave? You gave something about,
yeah, really, like, really, really religious, like, Christians believe that there's, really religious Christians believe that, yeah, there's spirits and there's ghosts, but they don't believe that there's anything bad, like demons, that's been sent from the devil, because apparently he's not real, but apparently Jesus is. But it's another.
I don't know. That's, I kind of, I know it's weird to say, and it's kind of dark to say the whole fact of a demon thing. I like the thought of that, because ghosts you always think nice and friendly, stuff like that. Whereas demons are these badasses that are coming into your house and messing shit up. But I like the thought of a demon. I don't want a demon in the house, but I like the thought of a demon. But as I say, is that I did start out, like, whenever we started our paranormal group, Rising Sun Paranormal Group, I was a complete skeptic. You know, I was like, no, don't believe in it at all. But I'm really coming around with all the evidence that we've caught. The one that's the most, if you don't follow me and David on YouTube, then you probably won't know, but the one that we've the most, I don't even know the word for it, profound piece of evidence that we've caught would be the one where David gets called. And the whole thing was, it was actually the first episode of Declassified. And we were doing it about the paranormal as well. And we were talking about pretty much what I'm talking about now. Only it was me and David. And after we'd done that, we'd finished the very first episode of Declassified, we get up and we were doing like the very last segment for my vlog. And as we were doing the segment for my vlog, David called, and we both heard it with our own ears, and we both reacted to it. David still has the video somewhere. I named it Don't Delete, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Don't Delete, and what it is, it's him getting called, and then we react to it, and then we found out that it wasn't anyone in the house that did it. So it was our most profound piece of evidence. But I'm coming around more, and I am open to the idea, and I love doing investigations, and we're trying to expand the investigations with the Crumlin Road Jail, maybe Belfast Castle pretty soon. But I don't know, with the whole ghosts and the paranormal thing, I get all my ideas and stuff from the likes of Ghost Adventures or Supernatural, which Supernatural obviously isn't real, it's just a TV show. But Ghost Adventures, it's hard to know what, because they're like a Hollywood show now, so to say. It's hard to know what they're putting spins on, or what is actually real, because like, you know, somebody's gonna come across our episodes of Ghost Hunting and gonna go, that's all fake. You know, they're gonna say that we sat down, did all the recording, then sat down and added in the effects later. You know they're gonna say that, but we know that we didn't.
We'll even invite them out.
Yeah, but we know that we didn't do that. So what I'm really saying is, we can get the best piece of evidence ever captured, and people are gonna go, "Oh, that's awesome," but more people are gonna go, "That's fake." So it's really hard to judge with the paranormal, and obviously with Supernatural, none of it's real. But the whole idea behind it, you know, the demons in it, the demons are quite cool, so they are. I like the demons. The best character in the whole series was the devil, and then death after him. But you know, whenever you're basing your whole knowledge of that particular subject around a TV show, it's hard to know if they're going and actually capturing all of that evidence, you know, because like they've come out and said that, you know, that it's not fake. But it's easy for you to go down the stairs right now with a digital recorder and me to sneak down and knock on a table, and then you go, what was that? Yeah, and then at the end of it go, this wasn't fake. So you know, it's hard to, but I'm really coming around to it. And it started off with that I thought that if I did find out that it was real, it would be quite scary.
Okay.
No, just ghosts in general. And that whole, we'll say, realm. But the more that we do the investigations, and the more we capture the evidence, it's not scurrying anymore, if you know what I mean. Like, for the first while, I will admit, like, because one of our very first investigations was done in the room that I'm in now, only like the day before I actually moved into this room. The day that I did actually move. And we captured footsteps, like really prominent footsteps coming up the stairs, and with bangs, and you know, all the usual stuff. But I will admit that the first couple of days I didn't really sleep. I was kind of just trying to survive the night. But now, if it was to catch something up here, that's fine. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. What I'm actually thinking of doing probably tonight is getting a tripod, setting it up over in the corner, filming. Maybe not, you know, to get. I probably won't be able to see anything because it'll be pitch black, but. You know. Maybe, see, because I stay awake, I get into bed and I'll sit and watch TV or something, but just before I fall asleep, I'll jump up, knock the camera on, and film away. Just to see if there's anything that I do capture. Because it doesn't scare me anymore. It annoys me more to do a whole investigation and not get evidence. Because we've done investigations and not got any. Well, most of the ones that we do, we've got something, but, you know, there's, like, the first two investigations that we did, we got a load of evidence. And then the second couple after that, it kind of died down, and then it all started to build back up again. But it always seems to happen during the day, which is weird. Because we're all, Ghost Adventures would lead you to believe that most of the action happens at night.
See, the only reason that they do that is less people
and less light and less stuff light, like
so
that, yeah.
It's easier to follow the debunk.
Yeah. But that's, well, for now, that is my opinion on the paranormal. Just to finish off, if you're a skeptic and you don't believe, then that's fine, because what I've noticed about the likes of, like, Zach Baggins from Ghost Adventures is if he meets a skeptic, he tries his damnedest to try and turn them into believers, which I wouldn't, like, if I was to believe in something and somebody wasn't, I'm not going to turn and go believe in that and try and force them to. So my view upon it is, if you're a skeptic, that's okay, but if I show you evidence, don't turn around and go, that's all fake, you know. Keep an open mind of some sort. And if you are a believer, that's okay as well. Just don't try to shove it down my throat, really. David near choked with that last comment. But, yes, that has been the very first episode of The Daily Show. The name is David the Trump. The name is probably going to change at some stage, but until then it's going to be called The Daily Show. Thank you for watching, and of course, if you're not on YouTube following me and David, jump on over. My username is Just Aran, his is Just a Johnny, or David Burns Vlog. And also, Ghost Hunting YT, so it's www.youtube.com/ghosthuntingyt, and from there you can find all the links to our relative channels and external sites. So I just want to say thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.